Mexican authorities searched a migrant crossing near West Texas border town. By Randy Clark on May 6, 2022. Eagle Pass, Texas. Authorities from multiple jurisdictions in Mexico joined forces to blockade one of the busiest local migrant crossing points. Local, state, and federal authorities posted in Piedras Negras to curb illegal crossings and prevent drownings. The campaign began as a result of an agreement signed by Coahuila Governor Miguel Ángel Riquelme Solís and Texas Governor Greg Abbott in April. The deal calls for Mexico to conduct high visibility operations at busy crossing points. The area has been hit by a spate of migrant drownings in recent weeks. The bilateral agreement mirrors others entered between Mexican governors and Texas in exchange for suspending enhanced truck inspections in the U.S. The secondary inspections were prompted by the Biden administration's announcement that Title 42 CDC Emergency COVID-19 authority would expire in May. The inspections slowed commercial truck traffic entering from Mexico to a crawl. The area across from downtown Eagle Pass has seen an almost complete shutdown of migrant traffic at peak times in recent days, according to the source. The source says the impact is limited to the downtown area and has pushed migrant traffic farther away from the popular crossing site. More than 20 migrants drowned in April within the operational footprint of a Mexican law enforcement operation. Among those who drowned in the river in April included Texas Army National Guard Sergeant Bishop Evans of Arlington. Evans, assigned to border duties as part of Operation Lone Star, drowned as he attempted to rescue migrants in distress. A more recent drowning was captured on camera by a Fox News crew on Monday. At several locations along the riverbank in Mexico, prominent warning signs in Spanish have been erected about the dangers of crossing. Translated into English, the signs read, "Crossing the Rio Grande is dangerous." In their attempts, many people have lost their lives. Agencies participating in the efforts included Mexico's National Guard, a division of Mexico's Federal Police, Mexico's Criminal Investigation Agency, AIC, Coahuila's Policía de Acción y Reacción, PAR, and Piedras Negras PD. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.